this is a biggie. This is a real big one, thanks to Natalie's class, was fearlessness is being free of association, right? Association was the key word that I was looking for. So freedom from association. I had a great practice because I was free from any association of what my posture should look like. But freedom from all these things in life, I think of how jacked up and how much energy we consume because of an association with something we think it should be. We have this false perception of reality. I also realized that being acknowledged for the kind things I do for people is not why I do them. In fact, I would even say that for every 7 to 10 things that I do nice, I get acknowledged for one of them. And so it's okay. And why people acknowledge me and it feels great, that's not the reason I do them. And for too long, with this perception of even Steven, of reciprocation in the relationship, was expecting if I did something nice that I would be acknowledged for it and even asking for that acknowledgement. But that's not sustainable, especially when the ratio is 8 to 1. And the last thing was fearless weakness, right? Being fearless, weakless, not being afraid of showing your weakness or not being afraid of displaying some form of weakness. I think that that prevents us from so much in life because we have this conditioned fear of showing weakness, showing that we're not, showing something that we're not going to be as good or whatever, right? So it prevents us from ever taking action. And I'm talking personally. And that association with how something should be, how we should be, really trips us up. When you let go of that, when you have no association, you're truly free to be. That's why true freedom is association free. There's no association with anything. And with that freedom comes peace. This is what you want. This is what we seek more than anything else, is peace and contentment and accepting how things are, accepting our lives and living this amazing life free of any striving, free of any friction to what is, because we accept, because we understand that we are just awareness of everything that's going on. So there's no reason to associate, because association is where that separation begins. That duality is largely because of how we're associating to the world and the things that we associate to. So to find non-duality, to be one with all, is to be free of an association. Or you could maybe say, well, no, leave it at that.